quite early on in our 2 million year journey to the present, an ape discovered that it could trade one thing for another. The ape also learned that trading things could make shagging and life in general easier. Presumably, the apes didn't think much about it back then. But for a little while, life undoubtedly felt a bit better. A tiny seed was planted. Perhaps it was possible to trade other things too. Let's try to look at what really happened. At first, it didn't seem like much to get excited about. A few figs and some nuts changed hands. In terms of geography, they moved a short distance from one ape to another. Nothing remarkable. The fruits and nuts remained the same, physically. The apes were the same as before. Nothing was added. Nothing was taken away. The only thing that happened was that some small edible items were moved from one context, one ape, to another. But that is precisely where something happened that would later affect our entire planet. That something is the smallest constituent element of every business transaction. The something that happened was that both apes were suddenly better off than before. They both felt they were in a slightly better position than before the exchange. Having both nuts and figs was better than just having one or the other. And, as if that weren't enough, neither of the apes was worse off. It's almost too good to be true. A miracle. Of course, our apes and their thoughts and feelings are made up. We actually know next to nothing about early humans' day-to-day lives. There are great gaps in our knowledge. There are no written records to consult, and scholars disagree about many things. As a result, the theories and ideas advanced by academics come under intense scrutiny. We lived in small groups that hunted and gathered foodstuffs to survive. That much we do know. And, for this story, that's enough to serve as a starting point. Prehistoric humans lived in small nomadic groups and hunted, gathered, and made the things they needed to survive. That was the scale of our lives for hundreds of thousands of years. In fact, people lived in those conditions for so long that many evolutionary psychologists today say that the reason we feel pressured and stressed lies in the clash between the modern world and that hunter-gatherer mentality.